ओम शांति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, लाइक ब्रह्मा बाबा'स टाइम द क्लास वॉज नॉट वेरी बिग, ही यूज्ड टू बी स्मॉल, मैक्सिमम 60 या 70 सोल्स, समथिंग लाइक दैट। दिस गैदरिंग इज स्मॉल, गिविंग ए फीलिंग ऑफ द ब्रह्मा बाबा'स टाइम। Of course, he used to be in the Baba History Hall. This hall was not there at that time. Of course, there was no mic at that time, but this much gathering can be spoken without mic also, but it is good to have it. Well, it is a great luck that I was with Brahma Baba a lot. I came in 1996. And 1996 to 1969, in 3 years, I came to Mount Abu 33 times. About a week, sometimes 5 days, sometimes 8 days. And I used to be with Baba at least 6-7 hours or more. Used to eat with him daily, play with him daily. But to know something more about him, let me tell you something about past, to know about his power. I was born in near Delhi about 1946. As in India, generally families are religious nature, but our family was more religious. So they used to do a lot of bhakti. I think you must be now knowing about little bit of Indian bhakti. And when I grew up little, about 8 years, Then they used to take me to these temples. And when I gone for a few days, daily they used to go to some temple. Then the question used to arise in my mind, well, this Lakshmi Narayan is white or black? Because in one temple it was white marble, another was jet black marble. And one was 2 feet, another was 8 feet. Well, 2 feet can grow to 8 feet, but one cannot become from white to jet black. So, what is the color of Lakshmi Narayan? The question used to arise. Sometimes, you know, we used to take a lot of prasad. Some good prasad, 75% is taken over by the priest. I said, what is this? I mean, this marble is not going to eat this prasad. I think this fat priest are eating. This is no good. And all sudden, so many rituals, I didn't like it. And I told my father, I don't want to go to temples, but I am the only son in India. They have something like, you know, son is there, 6 sisters I have. So they were a bit thinking that he may not get curse of God. So he said, no, it is good and all this. But after a year, I said flatly that I will not go to temples anymore. Then they thought that he may get curse of God, he may fail in exam. So the family told that when you are going to examinations, you should stand in front of the temple and some say something like Om Shanti. Not Om Shanti, some mantra they gave. And I said, yes, I remember the mantra. I said, what, this stone can make me pass or what? This is something I cannot understand. So I went behind the temple. It was not a proper way. It was a bit difficult keeping my away from the back of the temple also, so that I should not see God at all from the back also, thinking, let us see what happens, and if this marble can pass me, then why not stay in temple whole day, do one thing properly. But I got first class. I said, well, I did not get curse of God, and then if God is something which is, I mean, very nice or something, why he should curse somebody, he should bless everybody. So I said, this is something I don't want. And then I got rid of my family because I went to Bangalore for further study. I was underage, so only Bangalore University has no age bar. So from Delhi I went to Bangalore and then got rid of this, my family pursuing me going to these temples and all this. In Bangalore I was in French hostel, I enjoyed the life and I passed totally first class there also. Without going to any temple or anything. Just we used to go to temple to have some parties or something. And then when I came back after passing my engineering, being mechanical, my father has become a Brahma Kumar family, and they have opened a Gita Pathshala of Brahma Kumarji in their home in Jaipur. Jaipur is the capital of Rajasthan, you must be knowing. So as soon as I entered after passing my, from Bangalore, so it was a big hall, and my father has put up all these pictures of this size of this, about 20, 25 pictures. So that somebody is coming for asking the money loan from the bank, he will say first, you, and they will say, readily go purchase all literature. And then I enter, what is this now? Now the temple has come to the house. The thing which I wanted to get away, and now it is in the house. I said, what is this? He said, come, have tea and all first. I said, no, tea is later. First you tell me what is this going on. He said, no, what questions you are asking in the childhood, there is an answer for that. I said, I don't want any answer. There is a Krishna, there is this Shiva, there is this Shankar with the snake and all this. This is all bunk. I don't like all these things. You want to have this or me in the house? You just tell me. I am no more interested in the house. I was to go to New York for further studies in Ithaca University because my uncle was there as a professor after about 20 days or so. So I said, well, I cannot live in this house for 20 days. I will go away. And for me it was not a problem at that time to go to Bangalore or somewhere. He said, no, we are searching for a house for this Brahma Kumaris, and because the Jaipur is the Rajasthan capital and Baba wanted. I said, what is this Baba wanted? Who wanted this? I mean, Brahma Baba wanted this one museum in the Jaipur. So I said, well, you can get a house in a week and you may not get in a year. I have only 20 days to live here. You should get rid of all these things, otherwise I am going tomorrow. Then it was fixed that within 1 week, he will remove all these Brahma Kumaris. So I agreed to it. And then the class was going in the morning. I didn't know who were coming for class. There was a small room for the class, maybe 10, 12. I didn't see them. They didn't see me. Some teacher was coming to conduct the class. But you know, they were not coming by a heart in mind what is happening there. Who is coming? Why they are coming? Is it a public place or a house? What is this happening? I was not in a good mood. Then my father told, he had some idea in mind perhaps, that's why he fixed 1 week. After 2-3 days he told, why don't you go to Mount Abu? It is very hot here. It was June. I said, it is really very hot in temperature and in everything. In mind is very hot here. So I thought, let me get rid of this. This is drama, I never thought. He told you will go to headquarters of Brahma Kumaris and they will stay here. But I didn't, you know, that idea did not come, the thought that I will be more in trouble here. So, but you know, just because I get one to get rid of you, I said, okay. Many interesting things happens, which will take more time on the way. And because I was not knowing what Brahma Kumaris is, white dress, nothing. What to say of Brahma Kumari? I was not knowing about Gita and Ramayana also. Satyug, Triyata, Dwapar, Kali. What to say of something? I never read Gita and Ramayana. In our house, they used to read loudly this Gita and Ramayana. I used to get out from the house and enter. And sometimes used to get annoyed. I did not used to come to house because I said, what is this? You are reading something for an hour so loudly. So you should stop that otherwise. All these things used to go with me in the house. But neither they wanted to leave that nor me. Well, I reached Mount Abu somehow. And then Mount Abu, I mean the Brahma Kumaris, was very small at that time. 1966, 41 years back. And as soon as I came back, after half an hour, I went out this village. And I said, there's no posters of any movie here. What is this? Which movie is running in this? And then there was no poster, so I asked somebody, which is a picture hall here? He said, there's no picture hall here. Is it a hill station? No picture at all. What is this? So then went to some hotels, no good food and all. I said, what is this hill station? Bangalore is a nice place that way. And I said, what is this? Where my father has sent me here? At that time there was not this official meditation at 4 to 4:45. But these students, they used to get up early in the morning. I said, the hill station, we have to sleep up to 8 or 10 o'clock. It is a cool climate. They get up in the morning. 4 or 5 were there. Yeah, only a few rooms were there. We are now near where Jesus room is there. So I was very unhappy with this. I said, now I must go. After 2 days of this more problem, I said to the teacher, I have seen, who used to come to conduct class in our room. I said, I am going now back to Jaipur today. He said, why? I didn't say much. I said, but I have got some very urgent work because I have to go to America and all this. He said, no, you meet Baba tomorrow. I said, no, I don't want to meet. So I thought he is some guru, like, you know, we have gone to this Haridwar, so they have saffron cloth, so here they have white cloth. So I said, no, I don't want to be tomorrow. It was very difficult to pass in an hour here. So he said, no, you stay. I said, no, because, and then he said, okay, tomorrow 2 o'clock train, you know, there's a train and then instead of evening train. So I thought, let me be one more day in this jail. And then I did not go to Murali class also. I was not knowing about Murali class, Murali, nobody told me, perhaps my father had instructed them or something. So well, this Baba's history hall, I saw that Benji told that here Baba will meet at about 10 or 10:30. And then, well, that I reached there. In the top season at that time used to be 60 or 70 souls at that time. That was the top season. And otherwise there will be, used to be about 10 or 15. BKs from outside. Madhuban Nivasis were only about 20, 18, that's all. This I came to later on, but I'm telling you. And then I sat down there, and there were used to be groups. There were like two or three people only in one group. One teacher, 2, 3, 4, 5 maximum. In our party also there were about 4 who were coming to our class in our home. And then, these people are moving forward. They are meeting Baba. Baba was sitting on a gaddi on the floor, a white mattress. And I was seeing it, what is happening. So Baba talks something and asks some questions and all this. Then that brother or sister goes to the sides, hug Baba. Baba gives story. So I said, I will repeat this. He will talk something and then I will come to this side and then have toli, half inside, half outside. Eat completely after that and just take the train and get out from here. I was waiting and then it was taking time. I said, I may miss my train. I said, they are taking a lot of time. What is this? That time there was only bullock cart here. And all this, but then, you know, something was in drama. As I reached near about the sofa, you know, so curiosity started. What Baba is talking? Because he will talk to me also. What Baba is talking to them? And then Baba was asking, how many fathers you have? And somebody was saying 2 fathers, somebody was saying 3 fathers. Alaukik. And you have met before? He says, Kalpa before? 5,000 years before? Then they say, well, how many child you have got? They say 3. But then teacher will say, no, you says 4, because Baba is also a child. Like Dadi Janki was today or yesterday, she was telling about some stories about this, that Baba is father and child also. So Sri Baba is father also, child also, three. I said, this is nonsense. This is absurd. This is something which I never heard of. This something, not even in Haridwar. This is more than bhakti. Well, I came in front of Baba now. That moment of the life starts. I had no pull. No pull towards Baba. Nothing, no. Just a thought that how to get rid of this system as quickly as possible. I was ready for the side moment and hug and toli inside the mouth. I thought this prasad, we call it. But then Baba, I came and Baba said, who is he? So the teacher told, he is Gopal, son of Guptaji, who has got a Gita person in Jaipur. And so Baba told, how long is in Gyan? So she told, well, he has come from Bangalore. Baba said, Baba asked the sister that, has he taken 1 week course? The sister told, yes, the Gyan is in the house. They have a Gita Parshala and all this. I said, what is this happening? I will miss the train again. They are wasting so much time because actually it was nearly, I think, 11:30. Now you have to go and then Baba told, I will not take in the lap. God nahi lenge, I will shake hands. So I came to, this is disqualification. And then I thought, what is this? I mean, I never wanted to meet Baba. The sister forced me to meet Baba. One more day I was here and simply, and now they are just insulting me. Because I was not interested even at that second to be hug Baba or anything, but like everybody has met Baba and hug Baba and all this, now he's shaking hands. And at that time it is in drama. I cannot say I wanted to bluff Baba or something, but then, you know, I just started saying, Baba, well, this, I understood, because I mean not in Gyan, so he's not hugging me and shaking hands. And I said, well, I know about Gyan. It is in our house because the sister has told it. And Baba told, take this Gyan. I said, of course, that's why it is in our house. We have opened a center there. So Baba said, but lot of exams comes in this. I said, exams comes in everywhere. That is. So Baba said, good child. He perhaps he gave drashti, I don't know. So he said, good child. When he said, good child, I thought now I should not ask anything and just go to the side and hug him. So that he will not say no because he has said, good child. So I just went to the side and hugged him. That pose I have seen since long, to repeat it. So I hugged him. And you know, when I hugged him, well, that was for a second or two, he did like that and gave a toli. And I took that toli and just stood like here. I was in the bodiless stage. That I'm telling you now, I didn't know what is bodiless stage. I didn't know go in trance or anything, not then, not till now, but I was in this happiness, you know, beyond organs, Atheendra's. I had no sorrow in my life. But this happiness was something different. And I felt, well, I cannot live without him. I cannot live without this Baba. And now to go to America. Now I may come in 2 years, maybe I may come in 1 year. Well, I will live in here only, Madhavan. and that I decided it, I will not go to America. 100% final. And then somebody came, and he said, now you come and I will leave you in the bus to Kabul Road station, because now it is running late. Otherwise you will miss the train. I said, well, I will not go now. Then he pulled me a little, because he didn't understand. He said, you have to go in 2 o'clock. And I said, no, I'm not going now. Don't worry, I don't go now. And I sat there, and then I thought, what is this Brahma Kumaris is? Because if I have to be with this Baba, the only thing was I have to be with him, that's all. Nothing more than that. So I must know what Brahma Kumaris is. I must follow this Gyan. What is this Gyan? So I asked that soul who was coming to our class in our house, and because previously I asked him, where is this poor mixture? There is not a good food, no drinks here, nothing. What is this? This is, I mean, so he said he will not be in Gyan. He said, you want to understand this Gyan? I said, yes. He said, you don't have to eat outside in the hotel. This was the first lesson. Second, he says that you don't have to marry. You should not marry. I didn't know that not marry or celibacy, but if I understood that he is a bit biased because I met him. So I caught hold of some Bombay wala, and then I asked him, and then he took me to there was a tent, and there were some pictures like we had in our house, but I wanted to know right now. So he told, well, this is sole driver of the car and all this. And I said, okay, driver of the car is all right, soul is there. God is not omnipresent. That beginning itself, as I told, I was not understanding that God is stone, this thing and all. So this was reasonable, that God is not omnipresent. How can anybody be omnipresent? And then human soul is not transcendent, is not going to animal species. Who want to become animal? I was never interested in such. And then this Gita sermonizer is Shiva, not Gita. I never read it. So he said, course is over if you are agreeing with that. And then you have to remember Baba, Shiva Baba, and in Brahma Baba. It was difficult to meet. Brahma Baba was always, I will around my eyes, you know, in a way. So that is course is over. And then 2-3 days I took proper bath and all in the morning, went to the class in the morning, right in front of Baba in the history hall. I couldn't understand Murli and all this. But then 7 days were over. And then our teacher told, now we have to go today. So I said, I will not go, I will remain here for some time more. She said, no, it is not possible like that. We have to stay only 7 days. I said, but I will not go. So she said, then we have to ask Baba. So I said, well, I am asking Baba. She said, no, you should not ask, I will ask. I thought Baba may say no to her, but not to me. You know, then, you know, their entrance was from the back side. This Baba's room was half of it, as it is now. There was a wall and there was a door for this, keeping fruits and all this. So I just asked where Baba lives and all this, and then I went there and just did this parda, this curtain, and then Baba said, come child, how about you? I said, Baba, I want to live here for one more week. He said, Baba said, okay, you can go. I said, all right. I never felt that Baba is something very guru or big, very close friend. Since that very second, I hugged him. And then, you know, I used to be standing outside the room because Baba's toilet was open. Maybe he goes in the night sometimes at 2 o'clock, so I can see him. My situation was, this was like that. And then, after 1 week, I said, now how? It is very difficult to go and all. And I telegrammed my father that you tell to my uncle, I'm not coming to America for further studies. And he got something, he said, what has happened? Something is, you take him to some mental hospital. And what is this? No, he was serious about it. He said, mental hospital, my father was also not, I think, interested that I should be so much in gyan. I was only 19 years old. So they, what you will do, I said. So, then, you know, it was very difficult for me to leave Madhubana. Then I came and then I said to my father, so father told me, what you will do, your career will be spoiled and all this. I said, you forget about my career and everything. You want anything from me, you tell me. Otherwise, I am going to Brahma Kumari Center. I am going to Madhubana. But I want to fulfill the Baba's wish, because you told me that he wanted this one museum, first museum in the world is Jaipur, Kishan Pol Bazar, you might be knowing. He said, really, I have contact but no time. I said, I have time. I have motorcycle, I can see 100 houses in a day, you give me the list. So that house was searched, Kishan Pol Bazar, and through my father contact we got him. And I moved in the house immediately. There are many funny things about that also, because one day I thought I searched the house and all this, and then I took my suitcase and went to the center. And that teacher told, how could you come to the center? So I thought again she will say, yeah, you have to ask Baba. So, because he is the Supreme, so I said, well, you have to ask Baba. He said, yes. So I said, one night you allow me to stay. Tomorrow you will get telegram. So I wrote to Baba a letter. Baba, I am coming to this Kishan Pol Bazar center. The sister is not allowing me to stay, so you have to send telegram. I was not asking him, I was just saying that you should send telegram by tomorrow. And I posted this letter in the train, you know, there was a system we post late fee paid in train, the telegram came. So that was Baba. There are many stories like that, but after a few things I will... any questions about Baba? I know about every detail of him, because I was, as I told you in before that, I came to Madhubana 33 times. And I was with him. I used to play with him. I used to eat with him. Very simple life. Very simple life. Very ordinary. Baba was never like that, meditation like that. Never like that. Never like that. Never he was like that, that somebody is coming and saying Om Shanti and he get disturbed. You cannot be disturbed when you are in meditation. That word you cannot use, that I got disturbed, I was in intense meditation. I was in bhakti and you came and made noise. Well, noise is not good, but you cannot be disturbed. Baba was never like that when we said Om Shanti and he did not reply. He was never like that. It was such a balance to be here and beyond. Such balance was there, and that was all the time. You see, this knowledge is very simple, like today's blessing is also there, that you have to have the Baba as a companion. You have to be combined Father. And then you have to be have a balance, not today's only, but like you have to be loving and this unattached. So all this has to be remembered continuously. That is the main problem generally. Main problem is that we forget for hours together. Though they have got this traffic control, then they have every hour, but that hour also goes. And then 1 minute is there, traffic control, then another hour goes. That's all. Otherwise, anybody of you tell knowledgeful, master everything. Any point you remember, anything, any point. But in that point you have to become embodiment of that. And that was Baba was. He was a perfect blend. You see, these pictures are, they are touched a bit, because at that time cameras were not good, Baba was not allowing photos and all this. But if you look at Brahma Baba, he looks like that. He is not here, but he is very much here. He is never there. You see, when he left body in January 1969, I was here for 10 days on 68. I was here for 18 December to 28 December. So only 20 days before Baba. Even then it was not like that. He was playing. But the difference was there in his stage. We used to feel, that as though Baba is sitting here, we are playing with him, and we feel he is not here. But if we see him, he is very much there in the body. He is replying every, he is talking. But
like that, he is not here. That feeling, that attraction, that thing was there. Bodiless stays. While remaining body, this is our main effort. Very simple. Very easy. And I still get a feeling that he is with me. And I never felt any problem in these 41 years of being in center. Things come, sir. Like, you know, you, nowadays the blessings, you know, which are the, this, like, what is Avyak Murlis, you know, if you just concentrate, read that point, and you have to remember, you have to have a link all the time. The moment link is done, some problem will come. Some situations are there, so anything will come. If you want to ask any questions about Brahma Bhava or anything, you feel difficulty. Because I feel this most aram life, comfortable life. Any questions? About Brahma Bhava or about anything? Any problem, whatever it is. In the center, about the center. Not with Brahma Bhava. Sometimes I have felt when I was with his, in his room, it was something like, you know, he used to get up, well, I have to do this. A bit I have felt it. Even in Murli sometimes you could feel, if you want to know that, you know, because sometimes Brahma Bhava used to speak and all. But you know, it is a different case with Brahma Bhava and Dadi Gulya. He was hearing what Baba was telling, but not much difference. Huh? Well, there is a difference. No, but she is not there at all. She is not, she is somewhere, you know. She... No, there is a difference. There is a difference, lot of difference. There is a lot of difference. Every difference is there with everybody, number wise. So no difficulties? All around? Okay. Now it is nearly finished anyway. Huh? Yes, please speak. See, bodiless stage means, as I told you, that what is bodiless stage? It is going and coming. In 1 second you can go, in 1 second you can come. Because you have to be here also. As I told, Baba was always here. He never was silent. Suppose you say Om Shanti, he was here. So it is like beyond this body, It is not, nothing was pulling him. Not this body, nothing like that. You know, you understand? How to explain? You have to experience yourself. This bodiless stage, and he was like that. Every second he can go and come back. You must have experience in meditation sometime, and that is continuous. If you have, that was Baba. Continuous is in the last 1 month I experienced that. No, not at all. As I told, what was the course is not connected with engineering at all. Actually, I took course after eight months of stay in center, just to explain to others. Then I took the course in detail. But what is engineering in it?
you are a soul and this driver of the car and the soul, this God is not omnipresent, Gita, Samadhi, this and all this, nothing is there with engineering. You tell me why there is any, nothing in engineering. Well, I should take all of you to the room, then I can explain very proper. But you see, it was half of that, there was a wall, you know, where there is a chair on the side, on the left hand side. There is a door also there. There was the entrance for the BKs to come and meet Baba. And there was a wall and a door inside where Baba used to keep fruits and something. All this, and used to take bath there. And where there is this bed, after that bed there was a small dining table in which three people can sit. Very small. This much wide, this much length, and this much wide. And then there was a door there, and outside there was a kitchen where you remove shoes and all this. Ella Chuban used to go there. And that was also small and all. There was only the seats were there. Simple. No carpet and all this, nothing was there. Well, we played with Baba Karam, we played cards, not gamble, but we played cards and Karam. And one Sandeshi Dadi was there, she used to play chopper. You see, it was like that. You see, as I told you, the efforts is what? To remain beyond, to become bodiless state, and while being here, that's all. So Baba was playing, you see, when we used to meet Baba, because I used to be with him for 4 to 5 hours. I was allowed. I did not tell that story. Because, let me tell you, this is very also interesting. What happened was that Mohini Didi, Bali Didi, who used to be with Baba taking care of him. Dadi Kumarka used to be in Bombay Center. Gamdevi Center, in charge he was at the time. And Bali Didi was taking care of Baba, Lachuben, Ishuben and all this. So, Bali Didi told me, why you are going to Baba's room off and on and all. I said, what is problem with you? Because I didn't know his... So he said, no, no, you cannot go. She not like that. In front of Baba's room, I ducked and went inside. and then when Baba was meeting somebody, and then I told Baba, Bali Didi was not allowing me to come here. So Baba said, no, no, you can come. But I said, you have to tell love. So Baba whistled, you know, he had a very small whistle, only 1 rupee whistle, and that was like intercom. He whistled, and then Lachuban came. And Baba said, call Didi. And Didi came. And Baba told Didi, Gopal, bacha, he can come anytime. Here. I mean, Didi was, they all love and ask, we do not complain and all, very friendly. And I thought it is better to clear everything now. I said, Baba, all the 24 hours in the night 2 o'clock, I never used to come, but it's night 2 o'clock also I can come here. Baba said, yes. I said, Didi, are you listening? Because then Didi told, but many parties are sitting and they might have some... This is, you know, some secret questions and all this. And Baba said, no, he's a very small child. He does not understand all this. I said, everything is clear to you now. So, I mean, she was loving. So, when Baba wanted something, so they were very happy to agree and all. And she said, so, it was like, what was that question connected with that? You know, yeah. Actually, we didn't experience anything difference while we were listening actually in front of Brahma Baba. That now Shiva Baba is speaking or Brahma Baba is speaking. It was just a flow only. Yeah, no difference. It was there at all. It was like a normal. But later on you can find out from the text in a way that this is Brahma Baba, this is Brahma, this is Shiva Baba. But in front of Brahma, while actually he was speaking, there was no difference. This is my experience.
Thank you.